Across the world. In fact, I wanted to give particular congratulations today on this very auspicious occasion to iFinity FM in Invercargill, in the South Island, the second radio station in New Zealand to pick up this show. They're playing it, I think, midnight till 2 a.m. So for the night owls and what have you listening to this episode, welcome. And I hope you've had some Red Bull because you're going to want to pay attention to this particular episode. The congratulations I wanted to give to iFinity is that they are now broadcasting in three cities now. So they've got three affiliate stations under their belt and, you know, clap, clap and whatnot. And also the triumphant return of Rush FM in Hamilton, which were the first radio station in this country to pick up our show. And they brought up a great, great frequency that had a good 50 kilometres of range outside of the city, man. It was beautiful. Government frequency, of course, and because they weren't airing dull student content and were possibly, I don't know, I wish I could claim credit for them getting shut down by the government, but I just can't do that. I'm not that much of a troublemaker, allegedly. So, they're now back, thank goodness, as well as Tractor FM out in Raglan might be picking us up. So, there's a lot of expansion going on here, both at the Vinnie Eastwood Show and the incredible networks that we associate with. There's also one on Facebook that just started carrying the show the other day. I think, I forget what the name was, but we'll find out soon enough. Anyway, I have a very special guest for you today, ladies and gentlemen, and I think we might actually have to start it off with a couple of jokes because he's an Aussie, I'm a Kiwi. And we tend to make fun of each other. So we were just doing it in the spirit of having a few laughs. His name is either Santo or Santos Bonacci. You can pick which one, allegedly. And he's the founder of the UniversalTruthSchool.com. That's UniversalTruthSchool.com. And yes, you guessed it, UniversalTruthSchool.com. Remember the sophisticated mechanisms of propaganda. If you have to repeat it three times, it'll stick in your mind more. So, Santos Bonacci, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Vinny, and it's a pleasure.
Mm-mm. Now, you told me a Kiwi joke of yours before we came on air today, and I was wondering if you might actually share it with the audience. I thought it was a cracker.
Okay, so Kiwi guy rocks up at the fish and chip shop. You see, in Australia here we have our fish and chip shops. And he says, look, I'll have a piece of fish and a dollar of chups. And the guy behind the counter, he says, are you Kiwi? He said, and he replies, yeah, well, I am. He says, how do you know? He says, well, you guys say chups, you know, and we say chips. So funny about that. And so the Kiwi guy's getting annoyed with the Aussies picking on his accent. So he thought, right, I'll fix them. You know, I'll work on my accent. So he works on his accent. Chips, 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 chips. So finally, after a certain point, he thinks he's got it right. He goes to get some fish and chips one day, and he rocks up and he says, right. He says, I'll have a piece of fish and a dollar of chips. And the retort came back, you're a Kiwi, aren't you? And the Kiwi guy goes, yeah, well, how did you know that? He goes, oh, because this is a hardware store.
Yeah, oh, goodness. Right. And I had one to throw back as well. What's the difference between Australians and cheese?
Yeah.
If you leave cheese in the desert for 200 years, it develops culture.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, first of all, okay, let's start the show then. On with the interview. Santos Fadacci, could you introduce yourself to both me and the audience just a little bit about who you are and sort of what woke you up and got you going into this field?
Yeah, well, I grew up in Australia. My parents were Italian immigrants, came out in 56. I was born in 63. So there you have it, I'm 48. I have been a musician most of my life, semi-professional or professional. I've been involved with the Jehovah's Witnesses for most of my life, really. I was raised a witness by my parents, left it at 14, did the usual teenager things, came back in my late teens thinking I was doing the right thing, wanting to serve God and do the right thing, etc. So I rejoined the Witnesses and was very zealous for about, 10 years, I'd say, from about early 80s, 82, 83, when I got baptized, right till sort of about 92, when I had my son. And then the zeal just dipped off and dipped off. You know, I was increasingly being more and more frustrated with the organization, noticing many discrepancies and paradoxes, and just generally going to the meetings and not being spiritually satisfied. I mean, it is impossible, absolutely impossible to go to any church, corporate Christian church these days, and be spiritually satisfied. You're left hungering. And I was hungering for years, hungering. But in the meantime, I'd done my studies. You know, I've always been a good Bible student. I love the Bible because I believe that there's more there than what meets the eye. The literal rendition, the exegesis that you get from the churches is quite ordinary, really. They have no idea of the content of that great book. So I also studied up on guys like Emmanuel Velikovsky way back in the early 80s. So interesting that I should be reading up on those guys when I had a literal belief structure of worship. You know, you have to literally believe in the physical, historical, linear story of Christianity, otherwise you're doomed. You know, there's no use doing your research and no use knowing things. It's better to believe things and have faith, brother. So, but I was also studying guys like Alexander Hislop, who wrote the great tome, The Two Babylons, in which he exposed the Catholic as being Babylon number two, etc. So guys like Graham Hancock and Robert Vival, Peter Lemusurier, all these guys had alternative views of history. They had a different world view. So I would juxtapose this research with my literalist Christian religious practices. And, of course, there was conflict, big conflict. And people were pointing this out to me. They were pointing out that I had conflict, but I was denying that. Oh, no, oh, that Jesus is our Savior, etc. But when I started to realize that there was nothing but shenanigans going on in the churches, in particular the Jehovah's Witnesses, of which I can tell you some great inside stories. I mean, the corruption is incredible. It ceases to amaze me how Christian corporate Christianity is still around. With all the information that we have, they've been exposed as killers, the pedophilia, the bones that have been discovered around monasteries these days, and Kevin Annett in Canada has made a great documentary recently in which he's exposed many of these burial sites where little children, especially indigenous children, have been murdered en masse and buried alive, etc. So all of these, this exposure, and they're still around. It just ceases to amaze me that people do not see that these churches are just corporate entities making money, doing business. And they're doing this under the guise of Christianity or in the name of Jesus, you see. So I awoke. Did I awake? And that happened, my awakening really happened around about 2007, believe it or not, very, very late. But it happened quick and it happened suddenly because I had a good foundation. And when the penny dropped, everything just fell into place. All I had to do then was continue my researches and put together what I was understanding. And the end result of that is I have 12 videos, 12 video presentations on YouTube dealing with the subject of reclaiming dominion, astrotheology, hermetic philosophy, astrology, celestial mechanics, and all of these types of subjects. Subjects that I have found and discovered to be the true freeing subjects and the true liberating subjects of the mind of mankind. And so I'm sharing that with people, and the feedback and the feedback is being positive all around the world. Many people are viewing the videos and giving them thumbs up and opening their minds and realizing the truth of the way reality really is. Because the other alternative is that Rome paints the reality for us, and it's all lies. Rome is all founded on lies.
Yep, and all roads lead to it. I suppose the people who pursue some kind of religious game and wind up being incredibly corrupt is because of the fact that they think that they're doing it in God's name, ergo they can do no wrong. And I don't know what kind of merit that has, but I prefer to pretend to be the bad guy. That way, I'll see myself as the bad guy and see what I'm doing wrong, rather than never thinking I'll do anything wrong.
Yeah, best way to go, isn't it? It's the best way to go.
You just have to expect corruption and skullduggery and scumbaggery at every single turn you look, especially if people have got power and money. And I wonder, where does the power and money come into the equation for Jehovah's Witnesses?
Yeah, it kind of makes you wonder when you can check quite easily on the internet their business dealings, put them in the 20 top businesses in the borough of Brooklyn, New York, one of the 20 top moneymakers, and they have properties to show it. My goodness, they've bought up all these old hotels, multi-story buildings. They've gutted them out and just put their people in there that work at the printing offices there and do free work, but their properties are standing up like eyesores all over Brooklyn. You know, these are mega, mega land grabbers, these corporations, run by the elite, funded by the elite, for the sole purpose of enslavement and mind control. Little do they know, these churchgoers, you see, because the first thing they do is they make the erroneous assumption that all is historically accurate with the Christian interpretation of the Jesus history story. When you do a little bit of reading, you find that this particular character is missing in action when you go back. If you go back far enough and you do enough reading, you will find that there was no such person, missing in action, totally, 100%. And the four historical writers that they like to reference as though proving their historical lie that the Julian family and the Flavian dynasty of Rome concocted for the purpose of enslavement, these four writers are Suetonius, Tacitus, Pliny the Younger, and Josephus. And none of them talk about Jesus. The only one that talks about Jesus having done anything, so in other words, Jesus followed by a verb, is Josephus. And it's interesting that none of the church fathers for the first 300 or 400 years of history ever mentioned that particular passage. You will only find that passage in later editions of Josephus's works, you see, because they were added in. Rome has been falsifying history for a long time. The first person to do such was the Flavians. Then, 300 years later, there was Constantine and his right-hand man, Eusebius. These people have butchered and mutilated the true historical, real story. And then, of course, came the blasphemous Jesuits who did their work in the 1540s. And forward from there till our day. And they're still painting lies in the media, through CNN, ABC, and all these government-controlled media outlets, spewing out poison and lies so that the common herd will never know the truth. And so they are secure in this lie. You see, Rome has made this massive structure built around a historical Jesus for the purposes of taxation, enslavement, mind control, for the purpose of their fascist dictatorship, their empire. And you see, people don't realise that Rome is all about fasci. They are fascist.
You see? And we'll talk about more fascism after the break. As they say, there's a lot of isms out there. Fascism, communism, capitalism, ism everywhere. But no one stops to think. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guest from the UniversalTruthSchool.com is Santos Bonacci. We'll be back in just a few moments. The way is going to be.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand, conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR.
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard-hitting and in-your-face, America.
To fly to New Zealand by plane from New York City, it takes 22 hours. So from the Twin Cities, 19. I mean, I fly all the time, and 6 hours on a plane is like a lot, and 19 is wrong. And they distract you. They feed you, and then they feed you some more, and then they feed you. Give me a dessert. Give me a dessert. Give me a dessert. I'll do a dessert, you prick. Give me that dessert. I'll have a Bloody Mary. Yeah, give me a whiskey sour. Yeah, give me whatever you got. Just more liquor, more liquor, more liquor. And then when you're done, there's still 16 hours to go. If you want to know what it's like, you can experience going to New Zealand. It's very simple. Sit in a chair for 19 hours and take your hands and press your head as hard as you can. And don't stop. Don't stop. 19 hours, just like this. And then at the end of 19 hours, you pull your hands off and you feel like you're in New Zealand. You certainly won't feel like you're home. They say that New Zealand's beautiful, and I don't know, because by the time I got over the jet lag, I had to go. And it seems to me, if you're going to travel for 19 hours to another country, when you get there, they should have the common courtesy to speak another language. I did not fly all this way to hear English again.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the English-speaking Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, in the sunny island-chained nation in the slave South Pacific. A very special guest from a gigantic desert surrounded by alcoholics called Australia, it's Santosh Bonacci from UniversalTruthSchool.com.
I like that description.
Yeah, so one of my mates from Zeitgeist actually said that one to me because they rejected the carbon tax. And, of course, then they elected Julia Gillard and they got the carbon tax that she promised that they wouldn't give him.
Yeah, well, the banks get their way all the time, don't they?
Yeah, so it's a picture with the Governor-General and Julia Gillard doing a Masonic handshake or something like that. I don't know. There is no telling, in fact, there is telling, and there's proof all over the place, if only you'd look, that almost every single person who winds up being elected is some description of puppet for some other particular scumbag and is financed into that position to pursue an agenda. Even if they don't know 100% what that agenda is, they're still being used as a tool, right? That's what we have as people who are selected for our election. Okay, now, are you a voter or are you an elector? If you're not an elector, how exactly can you elect anybody? Voters can't elect nothing. Only electors can. And this is what happens. Your politicians get selected for election which you can't do as a citizen. Isn't that hilarious? And nobody realizes it. They don't realize that they don't actually have any real power with their vote, that the bankers control both sides of the equation. And if something else comes in that starts to get more and more decent support, the bankers will come in and corrupt them and finance them too. Otherwise, some accidents might happen.
Yep.
So thinking about Australia, we were talking about Jesus and this kind of stuff. And there's the first section of the Zeitgeist film, which has the thought that the stars and everything align and tell the story of the Bible. And there's also this debunking film that says that, you know, you can't prove anything that's in that first thing of it. And they lay out all of the particular characters through history and what their proper things are and to show how they don't match up. And allegedly, they're offering money to somebody who can disprove what they're saying. And you've got some strong feelings about this, and I'd like you to hear them.
Well, I've debunked the debunker of Zeitgeist, you see. Not that I'm, that my prime concern is to just support Zeitgeist. I mean, I've just watched the film and I realized that what it was saying was true. You know, I'm not in the Zeitgeist movement or anything like that. When I saw this Christian guy debunking astrotheology, basically that's what he's trying to do, not Zeitgeist in particular. Because I've had 30 years of studying cosmology, mythologies, and religion and science, etc. When the penny dropped in 2007, and I realised what it was all about, everything, all the jigsaw puzzle pieces came together. Well, it sort of annoyed me that this guy was trying to debunk astrotheology. You know, I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. How can you do that? All of the mythologies, all of the Bibles, Gospels and everything, that's all they are. They are just stories. They are poetry. They are mythologies. They are astronomy. They are dealing with themes that only a priest/scientist/astronomer would ever know, you see. And we're talking about conscious human beings. Only conscious human beings know this. Ignorant, unconscious, but at the same time intelligent human animals, because that's how Hermes describes these people, you know, the herd. It's interesting that all the philosophers talk about the herd. You know, when you pay attention to that word, it means what it means. There's a good portion of mankind that is simply just sheeple. Moo, moo, moo. And these are considered to be intelligent, sometimes, human beasts. They have not attained the level of conscious human animal. That's what separates the philosopher and the wise one and the understanding knower from the unconscious believer. Oh, yes, I believe that Jesus is going to just pop out of the clouds and save me. I haven't really done any transmuting. I haven't really done anything towards growing my spirituality. Never mind my alcohol problem and my stealing and my jealousy and my gossiping and meddling in other people's affairs and all my vices. But Jesus will save me.
Yeah, those people I call hypocrites. They're simply waiting around for something to happen and for God to tell them to do something. And they just don't realize that life is not a spectator sport and it's not a dress rehearsal either.
That's right. That's right. And they do not realize that these Christian corporations, Christian churches, are businesses run by the elites, funded by the elites, for the sole purpose of slavery and mind control. And these churchgoers, they rock up to church and they think, oh, good, I'm aligned with Jesus. They are aligned with the darkest forces that the universe has ever known. because this Earth has been under the control of some very dark forces for at least 5,000 years now. Now, where do I get this from? Well, it's Hermetic wisdom. And the Hermetists were the greatest in astronomy and cosmology, and they knew the cycles, and in particular, they knew the cycle of precession, the 24 to 26,000 year backward movement of the heavens, the stars. You see, if you pay attention and you look up, you will notice that the stars are always moving. Every day, they go around once. Every year, they go around once. Every 24,000 years, they go backwards, around backwards, once. And that's it. They are the three fundamental solar cycles, the foundations of all of our mythologies. When you know this, you have the key to understanding the scriptures. When you know, when you observe the stars and you watch their movements, and you realize that those constellations, those 48 constellations of the dome of the ceiling of the heavens, tell a story, and they tell many, many stories. For instance, we are about to enter the sign of Capricorn. We are now in Sagittarius. On the 21st of December, the solstice, Sagittarius ends, and on the 22nd, Capricorn begins. And in the early days of Capricorn, there's a lot of action. And this is the action. They celebrate Christmas Day on the 25th of December. And that's the birthday, Christians call it, the birthday of baby Jesus. Well, it's interesting that that is also the birthday of the sun. You see, it's the first day in which the sun, after 3 days of motionless, from the 21st of December to the 24th, Christmas Eve, the sun is motionless on the horizon. Now, you can watch this. If you're able to see the sunrise and the sunset, I can see the sunset. I'm not able to see the sunrise because there's a mountain in the east. So I watch the sunset every day, and I recommend to the listeners, please try this. Because we are entering, the next 2 months are going to be very exciting for the subject of astrotheology. If you look up, and I will show you how to identify the stars, you will see the whole nativity scene of Jesus and the three wise men, etc., played out in the heavens. And this is how it works. First thing you need to pay attention to is the sunset or the sunrise. You will notice that the sun from winter to summer is journeying along the horizon. Now, right now, the sun is journeying toward the 21st of December, the solstice point. And it goes southward. Every day you can see it move along the horizon. It's quite amazing to see the sun setting at a different spot every day. When you watch it carefully and you have your markers and you're able to discern that slight movement of the sun. Every 8 days, it moves 1 degree. Every 8 days, 1 degree. But an unusual thing happens on the 21st of December, and you can watch it. And please, please, if you can, please watch the sunrise or the sunset on the 21st of December and notice the phenomena of the sun's stopping for 3 days. When it reaches the southernmost point on the 21st of December, there it will stand still for 3 days. And then on the 25th, if you watch the sun rise on the 25th of December, you will notice that the sun has nudged forward ever so slightly, but inexorably forward by degrees to reach the northern point now, 47 degrees north along the horizon to the 21st of June, the Tropic of Cancer, and summer, the summer solstice. So from the winter solstice on December the 21st to the summer solstice 6 months later on June the 21st, you can watch the sun going along the horizon and it travels 47 degrees from point to point. But it will stop for 3 days at both of those points, on the 21st of December to the 25th of December, and on the 21st of June to the 25th of June. Absolutely phenomenal to watch the sun do this. You're actually witnessing a beautiful portal. Those 3 days where the sun stands still are considered to be the days in which the sun dies in the tomb. You see, the same thing happens on the equinoxes. And this is why we celebrate at Easter, we celebrate Jesus' resurrection after 3 days in the tomb, you see? Because on the equinoxes, the same phenomena happens. From March the 21st to March the 25th, the sun appears to stand still in the east. So it's phenomenal when you pay attention to the equinoxes and the solstices. But the December one, this is the magic one, and I'll tell you why. Well, I'll explain why. Telling you why sounds a little bit arrogant, doesn't it? I'll tell you why.
Just like a little bit.
Yeah, like they do in church. I'll tell you, brothers, that you'll go to hell if you don't stop drinking coffee and dancing and using contraceptives and et cetera, et cetera.
Such as the enlightenment of the Jehovah's Witness doctrine.
Oh, yeah, I remember a lot of the strange, you know, punishments of, you know, sisters that were wearing dresses that were too short, or, you know, brothers who were drinking too much alcohol or having a dance at the local gathering and they were reproved, you know, etc. It's just incredible. It's just an organization that is designed to meddle in people's affairs, stifle their emotional and spiritual growth, and just to absolutely express your buffoonery and your any kind of imbecilic stupidity. That's what churches are for. They are an arena for stupidity, for people who are happy to bar like sheep. And
that's a pretty harsh categorization of people who go to church, no matter how accurate.
Yeah, it's accurate. Look, there are some beautiful people that go to church. But these beautiful people don't realize that they have aligned themselves with dark forces, and it will bite them in the bum, because it will not serve them at all to go to church. It will serve them to acknowledge the Christ within. It will serve them to acknowledge the divinity and to transmute all of their vices into virtues. It will serve them to love and be conscious. But see, church is working against all of these things, Vinny, all of them.
Yep, and we'll have to go along into more of that just after this coming break. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to the Vinny Eastwood Show. My very special guest is Santos Bonacci, coming in as live from Australia. It's the Aussie and New Zealand show for the moment. Back in a moment. Just you wait.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we, the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Warning. Warning. American. Warning. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Turn on, tune in, and drop out with me, John Zaskoda, on Stranger Advice, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. on American Freedom Radio. Radio. Radio.
No one's gonna take me alive. It's time to make things right. You and I must fight for our rights. You and I must fight to
that song. It embodies what it's all about, isn't it? Incidentally, the lead singer of Muse, his father was killed by MI6. That's why he has so much anti-establishment lyrics in his music, and that's why they're incidentally not funded by the enormous record labels who write all their music for them and tell them what they can and can't do.
Yeah, good on you, Muse.
Yeah, and then they're an A-list band. Like, they headlined the big day out in New Zealand, and I got to see them live. I think it was not last year, but the year before. So it just goes to show you that when you're anti-New World Order, very openly anti-New World Order, as in they've been on Patriot radio shows and stuff before, you can still go all the way to the top without the support of the establishment, without the financing by international banks to scum, and without compromising the truth or your values.
spot on, spot on. And there've been some very exemplary artists: Bob Dylan, John Lennon. Of course, he was whacked. Michael Jackson, whacked. Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd. They did not subject themselves to their labels. They controlled their artistic content, and these are the legends. These are the bands that are legendary, not the buffoon bands who say, oh yeah, give us money, we will compromise our act, we will put words in there and images in our video clips that suit your perverse ends, Mr. Banksters and Mr. Sony label buffoons, because they're all happy to take the money and the fame and the glory, and they're all happy to put sleazy, sexual, perverse imagery in their videos to please the labels run by the elites so that they can corrupt the minds of young people. But Muse are standing up and teaching a good, conscious, young generation of children coming through to stand up in dominion, to stand up as a sovereign, and to be free. We were born free. We are free. We will always be free. We are divine, immortal spirits having a physical experience here. We do not need to be registered under Rome so that Rome can tell us what to do with our freedom, to pay her taxes, to pay her tributes. No, it's over. Rome, you have fallen.
Well, you know, I take the idea of this. I was listening to, what was his name? The guy who got shot by the police and he predicted 9/11. I forget his name.
William Cooper. Bill Cooper.
Yeah, that's the one. He did a great explanation of socialism, and he said it's kind of like, you know, it's like being daddy's girl is socialism. Like, daddy gives you a car, daddy pays you rent, daddy feeds you, but what do you have to give up in order to have that? If daddy tells you to take out the trash, you've got to take out the trash. If daddy tells you you can't take the car to the next county, you can't take the car to the next county. It's what you give up that is most important. And if anything that you get given, something always gets taken from you as a direct result of socialism. He says that socialists are inherently irresponsible and want somebody else to take care of them. And that's ultimately why it can never work, because the daddy that they look up to will always have control and power over them and always usurp all their freedoms away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sugar daddy always wants something in return.
He might even ask you to get your boobies enlarged, and you will to do it. Okay?
Bend over, all you sheeple. That's what they do.
See, some people might say that we shouldn't use the word sheeple, and I happen to agree. I reckon we should just call people slaves instead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, see, this is the thing. Rome is very clever. Rome knows that not all people on the planet that have incarnated are at the same spiritual development and conscious development. They are more unconscious than they are conscious. They might be intelligent because they get drilled through education, you see, kindergarten, primary school, secondary school, tertiary school, and then at the end they give you your degrees. Well, that's basically just indoctrination. And then you go forth into the world repeating your indoctrination, which is all Roman. And so Rome knows this. So Rome gets them drilled. This is why you have to send your children to school, do you not?
Well, I remember watching a documentary talking about the first public schools that opened in the United States. They sent troops on horseback to grab the children from the parents' arms in order to forcibly indoctrinate them in public schools.
Oh, yes.
And the first public schools were developed by the Prussians. And the Prussians had a massive, massive victory over the French in one of their earlier wars. And it was a signal to the rest of the world that if you want to have obedient troops who will be very easily indoctrinated and whatnot, public schooling's the way to go.
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly. Yep. Get them into school, drill them, teach them that they were born to consume and born to defend their nation, which means killing other life forms.
And it seems that the parents, even if your child comes home and your parents start to tell you, well, actually, no, that's not this way and that's not that way and blah, 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 you should do this instead, when they go back to school, they wind up failing their classes and stuff like that because they realize that it's all BS and that it doesn't matter, but they have to be there anyway. And I think that's the problem with education in general, is that there's no choice and there's no stimulation. What do you think a kind of individual would be produced, a person who's used to having no choice and has no stimulation? Pretty obedient and an uncreative person who would probably not be too far away from spending their entirety of their life working at Walmart full time for $8 an hour with no health benefits.
Yeah. Yeah, you see, they grab these children quickly. Like you said there, in the early days of public schooling in the United States, where they grab children on horseback, that's Rome. That's Rome sending her foot soldiers for fear that if any of these little children are actually consciously awakening to their divinity, Rome might actually lose these ones. But unfortunately, Rome has lost too many. People are consciously waking up now. These people that are being born now, they're not going to take Rome's buffoonery. Rome will fall. It's only a matter of months. It's not years. It's only a matter of months. It must fall. It's built on pure fiction. Everything, the lot of it. And the biggest fiction, the biggest lie of Rome is the historical Jesus lie. That underpins all of Rome's taxing. That underpins all of Rome's false educational system. That underpins her capitalism, her materialism, her corporations, and all of the other Christian corporations doing business in the name of this historical lie. So they're herding people into the churches, and they're going to be saved by a Jesus, a historical Jesus that never did come and never will come, because the only Jesus that exists is the Jesus that we are. You see, the Gospels is telling the story of us. And because we are Christ-like, we are crystals. Christ and crystal is the same word, and we are carbon crystals. You see, when the Bible says that the Christ became flesh, it's talking about spirit engaging with matter. And everywhere you see is a mixture of spirit and matter. Anything your eye sees is a mixture of spirit and matter. That is the Christ made flesh. You see, they don't understand their own scriptures. Now, going back to the astrotheology, this is the best season to look up to the skies, Vinny. What you're noticing these days, if you go out tonight at midnight, now for the next 2 months you can watch this. You can watch this show. This is beautiful. And what you can see for the next 2 months in the skies at around about midnight to 2 o'clock is the best time to see this, right? What you do is you look straight up at midnight to 2 o'clock from now on till about the end of the sign of Capricorn, which is about the 21st of January. So from the 21st of December to the 21st of January, you have the sign of Capricorn. And these are the most exciting stars that you will see in the skies above. What you will notice at midnight is that the brightest star in the sky, Sirius, is directly above your head. Now, because of precessional slippage, this is best viewed closer toward 1 a.m. to 2 a.m., all right? Now, I'm labouring the time because people will automatically go out and they won't see Sirius, the brightest star directly above. They'll see it about 35, 40 degrees off. And we'll leave it at that.
We'll come back
after the break.
Mm-hmm. Indeedy, do my very special guest, Santos Bonacci from UniversalTruthSchool.com, from the Shark Attack capital of Australia. and the deadly spider messer. We'll be right back.
Women and children, front lines, log on, tune in, stand and be counted. Wounded station in the belly of the vulture. Watch your back, there's no civilians. Women, children, front lines, listen. Consider this a distant early warning. The fire's imminent, pollution gathering dust particles funneling through smokestacks, airwaves, bandwidth, disinformation to bed. Check the labels, delete the virus, alert the masses.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.
Our hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from the northernmost utter uber metropolis, ruled by a semi-dictatorial Lord Mayor, who's also semi-elected. We've got to pick his hand-picked unelected cabinet in order to implement what was praised as Agenda 21. Actually, literally, spelled out and said that the policy of running Auckland City, the largest city in New Zealand, was Agenda 21. And this is why a lot of green groups, in fact, decided to put their support behind the Lord Mayor, Lynn Brown. I suppose when you have a look at any city, anywhere, over the entire world, you see these precise same patterns all going on at the precise same time, which is interesting because you can talk to anybody from New Zealand or Australia or America or Canada or the Uber Kingdom or Germany or Russia or Spain or China, and they all say the same thing. We're being ruthlessly raped by a group of dictatorial, socialist, psychopathic scumbags who have absolutely no interest in our freedom or sovereignty of any kind. That's why they call it a new world order, because there's not a soul on earth that can hide from it. My very special guest, Santos Bonacci from Australia.
Yeah, well done, Vinny. I like the way you put that across nicely, but effectively and truthfully. This is what is going on. But these criminals that that are in government doing this, they will be indicted in the next few months. It's not. It's only a matter of time. They, because they are animalistic and they don't have consciousness, but they're just foot soldiers. And you have to understand, too, that a lot of these politicians are under a lot of pressure and mind control themselves, actually. So they do what they've been ordered to do, you know. Apart from the fact that they get a lot of, you know, cash support in the back pocket for supporting these banksters and criminals. But they're going along thinking that their new world order will be established and everything's going ahead on cue, just as planned. But their plans will fail miserably. The whole thing will fall like a heap, like a deck of cards, like a house of cards. And it will fall in 1 hour because the... it's set up to fall. It will fall. Consciousness will defeat it, you see. They're up against racing against time because consciousness is growing so fast. And this consciousness, this awakening that's occurring, it was predicted by all of the clairvoyant, foreseeing prophets of the past that have written them down in these beautiful books that we have called mythologies, gospels, legends of heroes, etc. They are just astronomical registries of astronomical phenomena. And what they do is they accurately predict the cycles as they go rise and fall. And this empire of Rome rose and must fall. The fiction must fall. Fiction cannot survive anywhere in the universe for any extended duration of time. It cannot happen. The universe does not tolerate it. Evil defeats evil. They are evil. They defeat themselves. And we have to sit back, not just sit back passively, of course, but sit back and watch the show. They will fall. And I have direct knowledge of this. I don't believe this. I know it. And you know, you will know these things when you learn how to understand the so-called holy books. And what I was about to explain about the astrotheology of the season of Capricorn will actually expose it, because this is one of the best. You see, those constellations, as they go around, they tell a story. For instance, when Aries rises with the sun, that ushers in the spring, and the wool of the lamb corresponds to the blossom. It's the blossom season. Then the next sign is Taurus. And the bull tells the farmer that he needs to take his bull out in early April and plough the fields and sow seed. Then Gemini, the twins. If you look around, you will find that generation It's the month, the season of generation. Two goats, two lambs, twins everywhere being born and generated. Then comes Cancer. And Cancer is the crab who walks sideways. So the sun, when it reaches the sign of Cancer, begins to go sideways and fall down to its death, all the way down to Capricorn in the winter. And then the next sign is Leo after Cancer. And Leo is the lion who roars, the king of the jungle, because the sun, when the sun is in Leo, the summer is blazing and it is scorching the ground with the heat of the lion. Then comes the Virgin. And in the Bible, in Revelation, it says the woman is clothed with the sun. Yes, because August is clothed with the sun. You see, Leo and Virgo are hot, August and September. And then, of course, comes Libra, the scales, because the sun has to go through the equator. It has to go through the scales of Libra in September, on September the 21st. And as it goes through that sign, it is judged. And from there, from that moment forward, the longer nights begin and the shorter days. And so the sun is, for 6 months, it is in its winter half of the year. And then, of course, comes the scorpion of November. And the scorpion bites the sun and kills it and sends it down to its grave in Capricorn. And as it traverses the sign of Sagittarius, Sagittarius has the arrow. And that arrow is aimed directly at the sun on the 21st of December, which is the solstice, the shortest day of the year. And the sun, the rays of the sun, are at its minimum. It's winter. It's the heart of winter, the shortest day of the year, and the sun is suffering. The rays of light barely reach the magnetism of the Earth's atmosphere. And the Earth is suffering, and everything is in a state of coma, in a state of sleep. It's the winter. Snow all around. All the trees have lost their leaves. And then the sun begins to climb on the 25th of December. And if you look up on the 25th of December at midnight, you will see the brightest star in the sky directly above your head. And directly below your feet is our sun. So on that day, and all the way to the end of Capricorn, you see this alignment of Sirius, our sun, and the Earth. They are in direct alignment for that month. And this is because the Earth is at perihelion, you see. The Earth is 4 million miles closer to the sun on January the 4th, perihelion day, than it is on June the 4th, apohelion day. So on June the 4th, the Earth is 4 million miles further away from the sun in its elliptic orbit than it is on January the 4th. And you see, this is proof. Proof that we are in an alignment with our star sister, Sirius. And on the 25th of December, you see, they call that the day of the birthday of Jesus Christ. And it's interesting that one of the church fathers, Cyprian, said, "Oh, how convenient it is that our Lord has placed the birthday of his Son, Jesus Christ, to be the same day as the birthday of the Sun, S-U-N. Oh, yeah, of course they're the same date, because we're talking about the same thing. So the other thing you will notice on the 25th of December when you look up at midnight is you will notice the three bright stars of the belt of Orion. And they seem to be pointing to Sirius. When I say seem to be, well, they're about 8 or 9 degrees skew-if. But because they are so bright, when you look up, you see the brightest star, Sirius, and then not too far, about 30 or, say, 35 degrees to the north, you will see the three stars of the belt of Orion. Now, you may remember as a little child, I remember when I was a child, Vinny, we were taught to call those three stars the saucepan. You remember? Because it looks like a saucepan, and the sword sheath of Orion's sword seems to appear to be like the handle of the saucepan. You can actually see a saucepan in the sky, you know? And when I was a little boy, that's my first recollection of astronomy that I can remember. I would always recognize it because I grew up in the country and the stars were very bright, but I was always able to identify the saucepan. And I can remember as a child pointing out to my friends, oh, there's the saucepan. And everybody knew the saucepan. Well, interesting that at this particular season, when you look up at midnight, you will see that star directly above, and you will see the three stars of Orion pointing to it. And if you look east, at around about, say, 1 a.m. to 2 a.m., you will see Virgo rising in the east. All right? Virgo is the Virgin. And on the west, you will see Aries, the Lamb of God, the Ram. You will see it setting. So from Aries to Virgo, you have all of the summer constellations. Aries, Taurus, Gemini. Of course, Gemini is directly above because Sirius, the brightest star in the sky, is in the constellation. It's in the deacon. It's a deacon of Gemini, so it's directly above. And there's also Cancer, Leo, and Virgo. Now, what's so interesting about this? Well, in the gospel, you hear about three wise men that come from the east, and they follow the star of the east that stops directly above where the child is born in a manger with shepherds all about and the flock outdoors. These are all the nativity scenes, you see. There's always little baby Jesus and Mary looks over baby Jesus and there's a halo over his head and there's this bright star above the manger. And there's three wise men that come from the east. And the son is born of a virgin on that night. Well, lo and behold, all of this stuff is being enacted in the skies. You see, because at that very moment is the alignment of Sirius directly above your head, the three wise men of the belt of Orion pointing to it, telling you that on December the 25th, a new year has begun and the sun has begun to journey northward from the solstice point where it has been still for 3 days. And the Virgin is there at midnight, rising in the east at the ascendant to tell you where the sun is born. It's born of a virgin because whoever controls the ascendant controls the whole destiny of the zodiacal wheel. And you see, we have a window of about 2 months, people, listeners. We have two months to observe this phenomena and to witness the true gospel that is the gospel of the sky. You see, there is nothing that happens on the pages of the Bible that have not happened in the skies. There is where we need to focus our attention and to see the stories panning out. Because if we are wise enough to see and we have eyes to see and ears to listen, we will get the true sense of all of the mythologies. The mythologies are based on science, and the science is the hermetic science of ascension. And it teaches us how we, who are spirits and divine, and who are having temporary physical experiences, must know the science of how to return back to unconditioned consciousness and back to source. And the science is there, and here we are going to priests on a Sunday morning to hear them teach us the very, very childish version of these gospels. They've literalized them, anthropomorphized them, which is not a sin, by the way. There's no evil in this. It's just that what they don't tell you is that these stories are stories designed for children under the age of 12. Then, at the age of 12, you're supposed to tap them on the head, so to speak, and say, look, Johnny, you know what? That story about Santa Claus and, you know, Humpty Dumpty, Little Red Riding Hood, Jesus Christ and his 12 disciples, King Arthur and his 12 disciples, Hercules and his 12 labors, Horus and his 12 disciples, Mithras, Quetzalcoatl, Dionysus, Bacchus, Sabazius, etc. You know, the same story that you keep hearing about some hero with 12 helpers. It's the sun in the sky. And the 12 helpers, they would always be.
I wonder if Santa has 12 little helpers as well.
You will find that they will either have 7 or 12 or 4.
Why 7 or 12 or 4?
Or 3. Well, because astrology, you see, that wheel that the sun travels in called the ecliptic, the zodiac, it has 12 sections, 30-degree slices. So your 360 degrees of circle are always divided into 30-degree sections, and they are 12. And there are 7 visible planets that we see wandering through that ecliptic, and they race around. You can see them at night. Tonight, if you look up, you'll see Venus and Jupiter, and a beautiful waxing moon. And Jupiter is not far from the moon. It's only about 20 or 30 degrees away. Please have a look at this beautiful conjunction. And you see these three, they are the brightest luminaries in the sky, Jupiter, Venus, and the moon. You'll see them tonight. You'll see them there for the next 2 nights and before the full moon. Now, as they wander around, they are the 7. That's Snow White and the 7 dwarves. That's the 7 days of the week. Sunday for the sun, Monday for the moon, Saturn day for Saturn, Friday for Venus, etc. And the 4, there was always 4, well, they would be the 4 elements, earth, fire, air, and water. And the 3, well, they would be the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Cardinal, fixed, and mutable signs, because each of those signs are cardinal, fixed, and mutable.
And talking about astrology and all of these wonderful things is my very special guest, Santos Bonacci. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from New Zealand, and we'll be back momentarily.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your life as it has been is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to The Paradigm Shift. Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Central.
The world we knew is gone. The conditions which framed and taught us our status have gone with us. Our needs are now different and our aims. The conditions which framed and taught us our status have gone with us.
Down in the Schwarzenegger sense of severed. On the Vinnie Eastwood Show. The world you knew was gone just then. And I think that's all that happens, really. Is you're constantly, significantly, watching the world slowly disappear into nothingness, into memory, into past, into history, and then eventually being forgotten. And as soon as an idea that was great once upon a time gets old and forgotten, when it returns, people think it's revolutionary. It's not about progressing people back to the getting into the future and what have you. It's about bringing it back to the place where it really should have been the whole time. That's why I like the phrase back in the day, because it never gets old. Because in the end, everything comes back to the beginning. Santos Bonacci is my guest. Welcome back.
There is nothing new under the sun.
Yep. Least of all astrology.
Yeah. There's nothing new, because one who understands this understands that its reality and nature is cyclical. You see?
Yeah, history, so, Who was it that said history doesn't repeat itself, but it sure does rhyme? I think it was like Oscar Wilde or some one of those old American authors.
Yeah, yeah, it's great. Yeah, but you see, governments do not. This is what Benjamin Disraeli had to say. He said, "Governments do not govern, but merely control the machinery of government, being themselves controlled by the hidden hand."
Well, it's funny that you should say that, because the word government comes from the Latin govern meaning mind and mint meaning control, i.e. government means, literally, mind control.
Yeah, to govern the mind, the mente, the ment, the mental, government. So they govern the mental. They want control of your mind, of course, you see. And what people don't realise is that these institutions that the governments have in place, which were supposed to, for instance, our court system, our justice system, is supposed to administer justice. That's why you have Lady Venus, Lady Liberty, standing above our court cases with the scales in her hand and she's blindfolded. That's not because you're not getting justice. It's because justice, the judge should have a blindfold on him. He shouldn't be looking at the prosecutor saying, hey, these idiots that come into court, they don't know that we're in cahoots. And he shouldn't be watching these things. He should be listening for the cry of the one who is saying that he has been dealt unjustly, you see. So they should be listening for the justice, but they are not. All these institutions are pretending to be what they are not. The churches are coming in the name of Jesus. They're not teaching anything Jesus said. I think Jesus said, love your enemies, by the way. So what are these churches doing, killing people? For instance, we can check out the work on YouTube, on the internet, of a Canadian researcher called Kevin Annett, A-N-N-E-T-T, where he has exposed how the Uniting Church and the Church of England and all of these churches in Canada have been murdering millions of Indigenous people through the government schools. They herd them into schools, give them tuberculosis, and then have them spread the tuberculosis through all the healthy children in the school because they don't quarantine them, etc. And there are stories that he's uncovered where Indigenous people are coming out now and telling how, you know, many of the children in school were lined up in front of ditches and shot dead on the spot. And the ones that didn't die immediately were buried alive with dirt. And these children that survived heard the screams of these children. And these were Uniting Church, Church of England, Catholic schools and institutions. They are there to kill. That's all they are there to. And they kill in three ways: spiritually, emotionally, which is mental, or mental, let's call it spiritually, mentally, and physically. This is why there's so much pedophilia in the churches, because it's all abuse. It's not just physical abuse that you get in church. It's not just sodomy and rape. You get raped spiritually because they tell you lies. For instance, oh, just believe in a historical dude. He'll save you. And believe in our
version. I actually talked to a Christian guy the other day, and I asked him, you know, like, what would it actually take for you, knowing about the New World Order as a Christian, to actually start to fight against it, to actually try and start awakening other people, to actually be, say, a warrior for God or whatever, to actually fulfill some use rather than just going to work and coming back home and doing nothing? And he says, well, you know, if God tells me to do it, then I'll do it. And I think that this stuff is foretold in the Bible and it's going to happen anyway. And after it's over, God will come and they'll save me and my wife and everybody else that believes as we do. And it just seemed insane.
Yeah, and the local Jehovah's Witness and all the rest of them are thinking the same thing. I will just go to church, and when the the elder or the priest that tells me what God's message is for me, what I should do, then I will do it. Well, wait a minute. I think, you know, the Jehovah's Witnesses, well, I know what the Jehovah's Witnesses, I was one for 22 years. I know exactly, I can tell you some things. My goodness, I can tell you some things. You'll have one sect of these corporate Christians that if you drink coffee, you're going to go to hell. There's another one that says if you have contraceptions, you're going to go to hell. If you dance and you're a Calvinist, you will go to hell, because Calvin used to put people in jail for dancing. I mean, the kind of buffoonery that, I mean, they just don't understand anything. This is why they are in government-controlled institutions, which are churches. You know, if they want to do what Jesus said, well, I'd be doing what Jesus said. Love your enemies. That's about all you need to do. You know, love God. I think
that was what I found. That'd be a good idea. I found it very ironic that people wouldn't just follow what Jesus did and what Jesus said, because that all seems like reasonable, good, decent, human thing to do, to take care of yourself and others, and to vanquish and to go after the people that are trying to screw and rape everybody and throw in the bankers out of the temple. You know, that sounds about right. That's something I can agree with. However, to sit back and say, well, actually, I'm going to do absolutely nothing and completely ignore all of that in favor of some Roman senator's interpretation of the Bible, which they all put together to religiously control everybody so that they also had military and financial control over us at the same time for a perfect spectrum of domination.
Exactly. And you mentioned the Roman Senate. Well, It would be good at this point to identify who the Roman Senate is today. Well, it's the Senate that sits on top of the biggest corporation in the universe. That's the Vatican. And they would be those buffoons that dress in red, scarlet, the scarlet-coloured wild beast of Babylon, the cardinals of Rome. They are the dark magi. They are the dark, evil force on this planet, and they have been identified as the Senate of Rome by a gentleman in the Renaissance times called Giovanni Pico della Mirandola. He was a Renaissance student of Marsilio Ficino, who would be Lorenzo Cosimo de' Medici's instructor, the great Renaissance men who caused the rebirth of the 14th and 15th century. And the Renaissance. And he went down to Rome 30 years before Martin Luther with his 90 theses. He had 900 theses. He went down to Rome and said, I will challenge the Cardinal Senate of Rome to a debate. And I will prove the syncretism of all of the theologies, all of the philosophies, and all of the religions on this planet. They are all one, saying the same science. It's all Hermetic science, and it all was founded in Egypt 50,000 to 65,000 years ago by the Hermetic priesthoods. And they were consciously enlightened mankind. And they left a lot of evidence that they were consciously enlightened. For instance, they've left some of the most advanced buildings known to man. In fact, they are the most advanced buildings in the world. There is not a building with all the laser technology that we have today that is more accurate and more marvelous than the Great Pyramid in Egypt. So they knew their stuff. Oh, yeah, you better believe it. They knew their stuff. We are the ones that have devolved. We are the ones. Well, I mean, we are progressing now, of course, yes. But we still haven't caught up to their wisdom. And they left this wisdom for us, only to mutilate it. And Pico, with his 900 theses, he identified who the Cardinal Senate of the world is. And in fact, when you go to Congress in the United States, you'll find the fasci of Rome alongside...
Up on either side. Yeah, it's up on either side of the Speaker of the House's massive platform that you got all the other crap hole of things. It's a nice big double-headed axe with huge amounts of twigs wrapped around it. That's called a fash, which is the symbol of fascism, interestingly enough.
Exactly.
And, you know, people talk about the return of the Antichrist and what have you, and allegedly the symbol of the Vatican has been for a long time a red dragon. And there's actually scriptures in the Bible that say they talk about the end of the world and the coming of the Antichrist being associated with the dragon. And allegedly, again, the only thing that you could ever conceive of in the entire world that would ever qualify or meet all the individual, I think there's something like 17 requirements of the Antichrist or something, and the only ones that actually stack it all up is the Vatican. And they want to bring about a new world order, just as they've said. They occupy the ecclesiastical power in this universe. They've got all the money everywhere. They've got assassinators and Jesuits, and goodness knows how much power these guys have. And, of course, they're doing a big deal in a partnership with the City of London and Washington, D.C. as part of the Trilateral Commission, which I think, what was his name, David Rockefeller is the head of. Okay, so you're talking about a massive globalist web of power and control that are basically, even if you don't believe in it, practicing ultimate Satanism. You know, the rape and sacrifice of children. Why do you think so many of those stories just keep coming out all the time? If it was just by accident, if it wasn't done with the say-so of the church. You go inside the Vatican. How many naked kids are there on the ceilings? A lot! You think that's just a coincidence? No! They revel and roll in this. And people have to stop being so blimmin' naive. Really. If you're going and praying to a bunch of a cardinal sin, Satanist, child rapists, do you think that God is going to favor you if such a God exists? I don't think so.
Yeah. The corporate Christianity is the pet death cult of the elites. That's all it is. The killers.
Yeah. And also about the red dragon, but what's on the massive flag of Wales? A red dragon. Oh, yeah. Who's the Prince of Wales at the moment? Prince Charles. So you can see that there's a lot of influence and control that gets exerted through all of these different social and corporate networks. And, of course, the thing that really ties them all together is, of course, the money. They have a heck of a lot of it. And you'd be surprised how much money you need in order to have complete control and domination over a country. Allegedly, it was worked out back in the day that it would only take about $300 million a year to have complete corporate control of the United States, to bribe who needed to be bribed, and to facilitate what needed to be facilitated so that you could have dominance over its legislation and its branches of government. And sure enough, they've all been corrupted. All but
a few. It's all been done. It's all been done by the Vatican. Underhandedly, and most of the world has been caught sleeping with their pants down, and the Vatican has come in through the back door.
Yeah, if anybody thinks that they can overthrow this just by getting raptured or whatever, it's stupid. It's like somebody who's, I don't know, they're like people who lie awake early in the morning needing to go for a leak and can't get back to sleep, but they don't want to get out of bed, so they just sit there and lie to themselves, trying to go back to sleep for a few hours when they can't before they actually get up. You know? It's insane.
Yeah, but
you're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. And we'll be right back with my very special guest, Santos Bonacci, final segment coming up.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
There's nowhere.
Nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide. Got nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide.
There's nowhere. Welcome back to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Broadcasting live from the nuclear-free and name-only New Zealand. My fabulous guest is Santos Bonacci. We're talking about God over the break, and this kind of idea that God was sort of like a macro-organism, kind of how 5 trillion cells or so make up one human organism, that's one organism there, and everything else is more or less just repetitious of the same kind of organism. You know, you've got all the different humans, all the different deer and ants and what have you, all different life all around the earth, krill, whales, whatever. It's all part of this one giant godlike entity called a macro organism. And above that, of the one planet, there's also the galaxy and the universe and all these other different massive, incredible organisms. And according to atomic structure, it's all empty space anyway. So we're part of it. It's part of us, and it goes infinitely down in scale and infinitely up in scale. There was some dude who created a microscope that you magnify through granite crystals in the early 1900s, and he looked into a cell, and he found out that that cell was made up of all these other cells. And he looked into those cells, and he found that they were made up of all these other cells. And he looked into those, and he found that they were made up of all these other things. And it was infinite all the way through the magnification. He was able to get something like 60,000 times magnification. Current electrostatic microscopes get about 10,000. Okay, and that was suppressed, that technology right there. And it dawns on me, really, that all these kind of ultimate religio packages, Gaia worship, climate cultists, and various other degrees and varying dementia that is currently directing so many people's lives. In some ways good, some ways bad. You can be born again, you can be Muslim. It matters not. It's all, as David Icke says, delivered to you by a guy in a frock in some place that was built to model where the heck you should be worshipping, and they're all telling you a whole bunch of stuff that you can't do. It doesn't make any sense when you have a look at how we're all connected. All of us. Not by indoctrination, not by thought processes, but by the mere energy pulse of the universe. Everything's connected, and there's nothing you can do to escape from that. Just like there's nothing you can do to escape from a new world order. Because this is a practical reality thing. We're here on a physical plane, a physical level. So that means if somebody's trying to physically kill you, you should physically fight back. You shouldn't just have some black uniformed guy charge through your front door with billy clubs and taser darts and sleep pills and what have you and put you into nice harmony fisty cuffs or what have you. No! You should be fighting back before that even happens, because when you can see it coming, you are not being responsible if you don't take actions to correct it. Kind of like if you've got a massive oil tanker that's in real shoddy condition, it is a hell of a lot easier to patch up a little hole or something like that before you set off on your voyage than it is to clean up a giant oil tanker spill. Santos Bonacci is my guest. Welcome back.
Yeah. Very well said, Vinny. Yeah, people are not taking responsibility. They're allowing institutes to do that for them. And this will be to their detriment. Now is the time to stand up, each individual, as sovereign. Now is the time to take our freedom by the reins, by the horns. We need to... This is our moment, because Rome will and must fall. The fiction must fall. And truth and love and consciousness must return. It must prosper. Everything is cyclical. And we've been through all of the worst for the last 5,000 years, and in particular the last 2,000 years have been very nasty, in which Rome has really, really polished up the business of control. Divide and conquer, bread and circuses. He that shall be deceived, let him be deceived, etc. All of Rome's philosophical axioms that she lives and rules with an iron rod with. It's all over. It absolutely is all over. And consciousness is the David that slew Goliath, the ignorance. And it's basically like, you see, the people who are in control of the power are the animals. That's who it is. That's who Hermes defined as intelligent human beasts. They are not conscious human beings. There's two kinds of people on the planet, and you can see them by their fruits. They love killing. Look at Hillary Clinton when they killed Gaddafi. No remorse. They love it. You could see the blood dripping from her teeth, and her eyes were glittering with glee. They love the kill.
Oh, they do. They do. They're just inhuman, you know. And some have speculated that they might be aliens. And in the case of the Clintons, I wholeheartedly agree. It's just not funny. In fact, I believe the correct pronunciation is Clinton.
Yeah. Well, they're in the business of killing. That's what they do, and they do it well. There's a lot of documentaries out there, and they've been well done, showing how the Clintons got into power by killing. But their day's over.
Can you expand on that? How much killing? Because the only thing I've heard about Bill Clinton is that, like, one day quite a while, he was in university and he was holding a protest up top of a tree and he wasn't taking care of his sewage properly, and everybody just kind of, like, went miles around that particular tree on campus just to avoid the smell kind of thing. That's how crazy Bill Clinton was. And then, of course, magically, he winds up becoming president.
Oh, yeah, what they do is they select these guys from birth and they train them to be presidents. But what they do is, in their early career, in their university days, they have them side with the side of the freedom fighters. That you see, they have them in there doing things for, you know, for justice and liberty and freedom, and so that people support them, and so that people know, Bill Clinton was protesting in those days. Yeah, we've got all that documented and everything like that. So people then, you know, the buffoons, the herd, they see this and they think, yeah, he's on our side. We'll elect him, and that's how it happens. All of these guys have been pre-selected to be put. Except for Jimmy Carter. He'd be the only one that just came out of the blue. But then again, you don't know.
My man, Jimmy!
Yeah. But their days are numbered, and this is how the Bible talks about them going down. He says, he calls these days, the Bible calls these the Gentile times. And the Gentile times of the nations will have their run. They'll have their time. And then it will be the end of the Gentile times. What's the Gentiles? Well, the Gentiles is the animals, the animal elites. They are controlled by animal forces. Now, I'd have to go into some deep occult science to explain what those animal forces are. But
I was going to interject something there about the black and white Masonic Gentiles that they have on the floors of of every single parliament building in the Western world.
Well, yeah. See, the Gentile times, their time must come, and it's now. And so their rule is over. And what happens is then the conscious part of humanity begins their rule, and peace comes to earth. That's basically what the prophecies have predicted, and that's what's happening.
Well, you know, you don't need to look to prophecy to see that happening, do you? It's all around us. But the problem is, just like the justice system, so many of us are letting our senses be dulled or even blindfolded to a certain extent. It's almost as if you block off your senses, you become more senseless.
Yeah, yeah. With all the fluoride and the vaccines and the chemtrails, etc., and all the processed food that people are eating with aspartame and all sorts of flavors and additives and numbers. You're eating numbers these days. When you look at, you know, a cherry ripe or a Mars bar, just have a look at the back and you're eating number 220, 231, 242 and whatever else that the Vatican's corporations have concocted in their laboratories to calcify our pineal glands and to destroy our spiritual chakra system and our spiritual organism, our Christ-like natures, to dull them down. And of course, then they give you putrid historical Christianity, which makes no sense. And away we go. We've got a farm. Remember Bob Dylan and Maggie's Farm?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they've got a farm. Look out there. There's a farm. You see all the herd. They get up at 6 o'clock in the morning when the alarm bells it shocks them out of bed. They have a shower and they leave their screaming kids behind because they've got a career to catch, and they're in there on the freeway, bumper to bumper traffic, 1.5 hours to work, and then they slave in an office 100 stories up with no windows and fluorescent lights and all of this electromagnetic smog, and then they go home to their children at 9 o'clock after all the traffic, and they abuse their kids because they've got to do some work for tomorrow, and get your own lunch and good night and get yourself ready for school tomorrow. And it's a farm.
It's a hamster wheel. It's a giant freaking hamster wheel, and we are all the rats stuck in a maze. And I want to say that I'm amazed and very thankful for Santos Bonacci coming on the show here for the full 6 hours today. And ladies and gentlemen, you'll be able to see the archives at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com, guerrillamedia.co.nz, and americanfreedomradio.com, where you will also be able to listen to Santos' show, which is no doubt mind-bogglingly fabulous. Thanks, mate, for coming on, and you have yourself a fabulous day.
Thank you, Vinny. You too.
All right. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening in. Very much appreciate every single one of you, because if I didn't, I'd be some description of sociopath working for the Vatican and abusing your children. Catch you later, folks, and don't you go turning into lizards.